KP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Firefighters battling flames churning along hillsides in Los Angeles as winds gain strength across Southern California.
Life-threatening and destructive windstorm.
Peter Mullinax at the National Weather Service.
Concerns are for some of the mountains in L.A. and Ventura counties to have 80 to 100 mile-an-hour wind gusts.
Evacuation orders issued in the Pacific Palisades area. President-elect Trump held a news conference today and said he wouldn't rule out the use of military force to seize control of the Panama Canal and Greenland.
The Panama Canal is vital to our country. It's being operated by China. China! And we gave the Panama Canal to Panama. We didn't give it to China.
As for Greenland...
Well, we need Greenland for national security purposes. I've been told that for a long time, long before I even ran. I mean, people have been talking about it for a long time.
Denmark says Greenland is not for sale. Julie Walker has the latest on Trump's hush money sentencing.
A New York appeals court judge denies President-elect Donald Trump's latest bid to delay Friday's sentencing in his hush money case. It was the second time in 2 days that Trump was rejected, though he can still ask other courts to intervene. Before the Tuesday ruling, Trump repeated his claims that the system is rigged against him.
Even to this day, they're playing with the courts. They have their friendly judges that like to try and make everybody happy on the Democrat side. It's called lawfare. It's called weaponization of justice.
On Monday, Manhattan Judge Juan Merchan denied Trump's request to halt proceedings while he appeals the verdict. He also refused to throw out his conviction, but has signaled he's unlikely to sentence the president-elect. Trump's lawyers say he won't be in court for Friday's sentencing. Instead, he'll appear by video. Julie Walker, New York.
A federal judge in Florida has temporarily blocked release of special counsel Jack Smith's report on investigations into Trump. And former President Jimmy Carter's casket has arrived at the U.S. Capitol, where he will lie in state. This is AP News. Facebook and Instagram owner Meta is scrapping its third-party fact-checking program, replacing it with community notes written by users, similar to the model used by X. Seth Sutel has the AP Markets report.
Stocks closed lower on Wall Street as some stronger-than-expected reports on the economy sent bond yields sharply higher. The S&P 500 fell 1.1% Tuesday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped 178 points. It's about 0.4%. Big tech stocks like Nvidia led the market lower. That helped pull the NASDAQ Composite down 1.9%. A pair of reports showed surprising strength in the job market and the services sector. A stronger economy could make it harder for the Federal Reserve to continue cutting interest rates. Treasury yields rose sharply in the bond market. The yield on the 10-year Treasury note, which influences mortgage rates, climbed to 4.69%. Seth Sutel, New York.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.